sometimes what we do is we set ourselves up and we set each other up. I usually don't mention people by name, but in an unfavorable way. But Joel Osteen, when he is talking about how God answers his prayer to give him the best parking spaces when he goes to the mall, and you're thinking, well, part of me is thinking, okay, Joel, you're still a young, healthy guy, and I'm thinking of the 80-year-old women that are unable to park in that parking space because God provided it for you. And, I'm thinking, okay, I get that life, we should praise God for the nice little gifts and serendipities and little pleasures that he brings our way. But at the same time, we need to not view our Christian lives in such superficial ways that we think that if we have a flat tire or if we get fired or our boyfriend or girlfriend breaks up with us or this bad thing happens or that bad thing happens, we need to not feel like, wait a minute, God is letting me down, or I don't have enough faith. If I just had enough faith, then, my daughter wouldn't be dying of leukemia. I've seen families just racked with guilt because they're being told that if they have enough faith, they believe the promises of God, their daughter would no longer have leukemia. And I've had so many people tell me, I've been an insulin-dependent diabetic for about 30 years or so, and I've had people tell me many times, why don't you claim your healing? How can you go around and say that you love God and follow him and still have this disease? We need to realize God is faithful in the midst of disease, and in our weakness, he shows his strength.